Ghana is expected to get a minimum of $600 million out of the $3 billion announced by President Obama to implement the new Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition. This will be added to the $500 million being raised by government to roll out Ghana's medium-term agricultural sector investment program. Speaking to Radio Ghana's presidential correspondent Seth Eya in Washington, D.C., the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said it will cost government about $1.5 billion over the five-year period of the program. He said government is encouraging the private sector to take up the remaining $400 million through investment. Mr. Ahoy has said government has identified four areas that can be developed to become the breadbasket of the country and beyond. These are the Afram Plains, Accra Plains, Sada, and the Volta Basin. He said about 1.5 million Ghanaians are expected to be taken out of poverty by the end of the program.
These are the four areas that we are looking for resources to open up those places. And interestingly, the emphasis by GA this particular year on food and nutrition security is looking at precisely such development. How to scale up private sector investment to combine with public sector investment and development partners' contributions. And the CADEP through NEPAD, AU have compelled every African country to come up with this agricultural development plan. In Ghana, we call ours the METAS, the medium-term agri-sector investment plan. And in that plan, we've identified the role of government, the role of the private sector, and the role of development partners. It will cost us about $1.5 billion for the next 5 years. As I'm talking now, on our own, we've been able to identify almost about $500 million. We need the gap of $1 billion has to be filled. And that gap is what the GA people are coming up with. If I bring it down to Ghana, it's not the GA only. The U.S. government, through USAID, has already committed $45 million to Ghana's commercial agricultural program, which we designed with the World Bank. The World Bank is bringing $100 million. We asked Canada, we asked Germany, we asked all Japan. All of them have indicated how much they will commit to Ghana within the next 5 years, because the MetaSip spans over 5 years. If I put it all together, the minimum that we expect will be about $600 million from the G8 group and other international donors. It still leaves a gap of almost about another $400 million, and that's where we're looking for private sector investment to come and fill the gap.
How has the private sector respond to MetaSip? And at the end of 5 years, how many Ghanaians are expected to be out of poverty?
It is expected by the end of the 5 years, through the G8 intervention and all, that about 1.3 million Ghanaians will be taken out of poverty if we're able to carry out this whole MetaSip program supported by the GA group and other international donors.
Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy.